Earlier this week, Colonel Daniel Lockman was sworn in as the new commanding officer for our Connecticut State Police, and he joins us now so we can get to know him a little bit better. First of all, congratulations, Colonel Lockman, and thank you so much for giving us your time here on WACC. It's been quite a week for you.
Yes, it has. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be heard.
Absolutely. So thank you. Yeah, I'm really glad to have you here. First of all, I wanted to just allow our audience to get to know you a little bit better and myself, because I have not met you personally, but certainly am very excited for the new opportunity. It seems like the Connecticut State Police, our lawmakers, our governor are very excited to have you in this role. So let's get to know you, just starting with your law enforcement background. Tell us about you.
Sure. So I was hired by the state police back in 2006. I was part of the 117th training troop. Came on with about 73 other troopers. I went out to Troop G, where I spent the beginning of my career, and that's down in Bridgeport. Went to Troop L, spent some time in internal affairs, Troop F, Troop H, and then I was commander over professional standards and then professional standards and the training as well. So, and then now I find myself here in charge of the state police.
So we already are probably very much in love with the fact that you started your state police career in our listening area, Troop G. We are actually WACC is the Bridgeport station. So we are very proud to know that that's where you started 18 years ago. Very, very neat. And my understanding was actually it was back in November of 2023. Weren't you the interim colonel?
Yeah, so in November 1st, I was appointed as the interim colonel, where I served for around 5.5 months. So Monday was the start of the official appointment. But yes, I've been doing this job for about 5.5 months now, and it's been a great opportunity to have some really good impact on the agency in a different, meaningful way.
And, you know, Connecticut State Police has gone through a lot of actually leadership changes. We know that there's a new commissioner. You know, we've talked about that certainly in our news, that there's a new commissioner now. Talk to us about what you have seen in almost 2 decades of work with the state police. What has changed since you've come in the mid-2000s to now the mid-2020s? I mean, it's pretty extraordinary what the state police has gone through and what you've seen on the force over those years.
Right. So, yes, there's been a lot of turnover since then, right? So we've had some different staffing levels, right? So we were up to about 1,248 troopers at one point. We're down to 930. So that presents some unique challenges for us right now with trying to, you know, utilize our personnel judiciously. And we continue to focus on recruitment retention right now. Because we want to bring our numbers back up. We believe that we need to be in the 1,250 to 1,300 range to effectively do everything that we really want to do. So, so right now we're focusing on, you know, not only bringing people in, but retaining the talent that we have, because we really have some great talent out there, some of the best in the business.
So Colonel Lockman is here, and we are so excited. He was sworn in earlier this week, basically a new top dog for our Connecticut State Police. And, you know, you sort of read my mind there, I have to say, Colonel. You're obviously very good at your job because you knew exactly where I was going, which was we are looking at lower numbers for our state police. I know we have the state police on pretty frequently on this show. They've been very nice to WICC, and they make the time to come on before holiday weekends. They put their messaging out here, any of their recruitment events. So we really appreciate the state police personally here on WICC, but you hit the nail on the head, especially in the last couple of years. We've seen there's such a division in some parts of our state, some parts of the country, where we're trying to bridge that gap between community and cops, essentially, and that certainly has played a role. There have been some legislative changes that have impacted police in a very big way in Connecticut, so numbers are down. I'm wondering, I know you literally were just sworn in, it feels like 5 seconds ago, but I'm wondering, you know, you were interim before that, though. Are we seeing, you know, with the new recruitment efforts out there and retaining, is it effective? Are we seeing that our numbers are starting to climb? Are we seeing that people are more interested? Or what are you finding?
So the numbers took a pretty big dip back in 2020, right around the COVID time. So we are on the rebound. I have a phenomenal recruitment team right now. Led by Lieutenant Coney and Sergeant Biggs, and they're getting we're doing some innovative things. If you've ever been to our Instagram page, you'll see that we have some really good talent with our PIO personnel, Pedro Munoz. He does some great work with the videos. We're trying a bunch of other things as well. We're hitting the military bases. We're trying to hit the campuses as best we can. So, yes, our numbers are bouncing back. We had about, in the last two processes, about 1,400 applicants. But our standards, we have pretty high standards, and we're not going to change that, right? So that 1,400 number dwindles down pretty quickly. But we are seeing a rebound in the number of people who are interested. So that's that brings some optimism to the situation.
And again, we have Colonel Lockman here, and we're talking about Connecticut State Police right now, discussing recruitment and retaining. And my understanding, I believe, don't quote me because I don't have the paper in front of me, but I remember that we had had it in our news. I believe they were going to also change how much money was being offered to state troopers, even on entry. Correct? Didn't we change as an incentive to have more people get recruited by state police? Did the amount of money troopers are getting paid, did that change in Connecticut?
That's correct. Yes, the state police, the NP1 union, for the trooper sergeants and master sergeants, they got a new contract that allowed us to pay entry level troopers, recruits, higher amounts of money, and all through the ranks. Right. We also have some incentives for prior police officers who have certification to come over, and they make a little bit more money while they're in training, because some of the challenges we have is the amount of money, right? So we wanted to improve that, and we did.
And I also wanted to know, for people who are interested, what does it take to be a state trooper?
Oh well, it takes a lot. It's a way of life. It's not just a career. It's a way of life. There are physical standards that they need to meet. You have to have a good background, right? We need upstanding people who are ready to be committed to the public safety. So, we have all the requirements listed online on our website, ConnecticutTrooper.org. So, I encourage anyone to go online and to check that out.
We have the distinct pleasure of having Colonel Lockman here with the Connecticut State Police. And as soon as I promoted, Colonel, that you were coming on the show, you can imagine my listeners were very excited. We're very pro-cop here on WICC. We love our police. And so we love hearing from the state police.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we do. We love them, and our listeners do. And they love to hear from, the state police, certainly. And we have a lot of listeners who, and I have to agree with them, that are worried about the roads. And so we also have on the show a lot the Department of Transportation. We actually just had the commissioner on. Garrett was in studio yesterday. Fabulous guy. And we have the department on pretty frequently to just talk about some of the initiatives, ways that we're trying to make our highways safer, things like that. And we know that the highways are super congested. It feels like all day, every day, the highways are busy. We know speeding is a problem. Driver behavior is horrific, especially since the pandemic. And when you combine that with a smaller group of state troopers, as you mentioned, we are still lacking in numbers. I know state troopers are being stretched thin to still monitor our highways and do their other jobs. The questions that I'm getting from my listeners have to do with talking about that. How have we been handling that kind of struggle where you've got kind of out of control highways right now in Connecticut, but not the state trooper numbers that we would like to have to handle them?
Sure. Yeah, we do. We do have less troopers on the road, but we're using them as judiciously as possible. And I started a fatal accident reduction initiative where we're focusing on the driving behaviors of the motoring public to help stop the aggressive driving, right, and that dangerous driving. As far as I'm concerned, with people dying on our roads, crimes are being committed, and I want to stop that. And my troopers out there have been doing a phenomenal job of stepping up the enforcement and the visibility, and they've really been working hard over the last 8 to 10 weeks of getting out there and pushing that initiative forward.
So tell me about, so you launched this initiative earlier this year. I wasn't aware of that. I'd love to get the information out there. What is this initiative you're talking about?
Yeah, so right after the wrong way driver incident that
the seven people that died in West Haven.
Seven total for the year in wrong way driver accidents. Yeah, so shortly after that, we partnered with Commissioner Yucalito and DOT. They've really been great partners in this and giving us data. And what we were doing was we're trying to identify, where are the problem areas for these wrong way drivers? How are they getting on the highways, right? So the commissioner had done a study to identify problem on ramps, and they're in the process of, and I'm sure he's already told this to you, of installing some equipment to help to prevent wrong way drivers from getting on the roads. But until they have all those in, we're trying to focus some efforts in those areas where the blink link isn't yet installed to help prevent the people from getting on the highway. And we'd like to, identify those drivers before they get on the highway and become a problem for us. We're also focusing on speeding and distracted driving. We have our traffic services unit out there collaborating with our troops on the road, and they're doing a really good job of getting out there and conducting traffic stops, and I appreciate their efforts.
Last thing, Colonel, before I let you go, I don't want to, make it like an elephant in the room, but I do know when the new police accountability law was rolled out in Connecticut, we heard a lot from municipalities, certainly police departments in municipalities across Connecticut, and they felt like this really, in some regard, kind of handcuffed their officers and put them in a position where they were more reluctant to, pursue certain things or pull people over. Or does the state police have that stance? And I don't want to say that exact stance, but do you feel current law is keeping state troopers from pulling more people over? Do you feel that this is an issue? Do you feel that there should be maybe some changes to any of the current laws on the books? What do you think?
So the state police, whatever the laws are, that's what we're going to go by. So we're doing the best that we can to operate within the laws and requirements that we have to operate within. And, there are some challenges, right? So, 18 years ago when I got on the job, the requirements and the laws were different, right? But our agency's adapting and evolving to those laws and requirements. And, whatever the laws are, that's what we're going to uphold. And, as I said before, we're going to continue to adapt.
But you don't feel like it's making your troopers change, pulling people over, for example. They're not more reluctant because of any changes in the law recently.
Well, there could be reluctance, but we're, as an agency and as the leader of the agency, I need to support them, right? So I will continue to do that, whether it be internally or, with our commissioner, with our legislature, and as new laws are proposed and reviewed, we will we'll provide insight as to whether we believe those will impact us, and hopefully that'll be taken into account.
Colonel Daniel Lockman, I want to again just congratulate you for being sworn into this role for our Connecticut State Police. I look forward to seeing, things like your initiative and more goals for the Connecticut State Police, recruitment numbers, all of that. I hope for nothing but great success. And I'm so glad we had the opportunity to get to know you this morning a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and don't be a stranger. I know how busy you are. And so don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show sometime. It would be great.
Great. Yeah, I'll definitely touch base again. So, yeah, reach out and we can set something up. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Colonel Lockman, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again in the future.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Again, Colonel Lockman, who is the new commanding officer for Connecticut State Police right here on WICC.